The world's dominant commodity trader Glencore wants to merge with one of the world's biggest miners, Xstrata, in a deal which would create an $80 billion mining powerhouse. The move would be a re-merger after Xstrata was split out of Glencore around a decade ago. Both companies are notoriously secretive and based within kilometres of each other in Switzerland, although more light has been shone on Glencore since it partially listed in London and Hong Kong last year. Business reporter Michael Yander looks at the implications of the deal and what it portends for the mining industry this year.
Everything old is new again, and so it is for commodity giants Glencore and Xstrata. As commodity analyst Gavin Wendt from MineLife explains, Xstrata was once the mining division of Glencore, sold off when that firm wanted to focus on selling minerals, not digging them up.
Xstrata actually was spun off a few years ago, essentially as a coal company. They picked up a number of Glencore coal assets in Australia and elsewhere. And then Xstrata grew through the takeover of MIM Holdings. They acquired the coal assets of MIM and also the copper assets, and it's become a sizable company in its own right that has grown very aggressively through corporate deals, through acquisitions, through takeovers.
But Peter Rudd from Belknave Capital says the companies were never far apart, even after the split.
They're about 3 kilometres apart, actually, with their headquarters. Glencore's in Zug and Xstrata's nearby at Bar. And they've got a cross-shareholding in each other. Glencore owns 34% of Xstrata.
Now Glencore's made an initial approach to Xstrata, proposing a merger of equals that would create a mining and commodity trading giant worth somewhere around $80 billion. Gavin Wendt says mergers and takeovers have been a constant theme in the mining sector in recent years, so Glencore's move comes as no surprise.
There's been a common theme running through the resource space over the last, the last decade, rightly or wrongly, that you need to be big in order to generate superior returns.
He also says traders began to expect an imminent move on Xstrata after Glencore chose to list some of its shares on the London and Hong Kong stock exchanges. Prior to that, the previously private Swiss-based company had a reputation for secrecy and was surrounded by rumours of deals with less than savoury rulers. Back in 2005, the ABC cited a CIA report which named Glencore as one company allegedly violating Iraq's oil for food program with illegal kickbacks, an allegation the company denied. Gavin Wendt says the company used to have a reputation for secrecy.
It was looked on upon as being sort of a club, if you like, an exclusive club that you were lucky to be part of, sort of invitation only. And anyone who decided to leave the club and cash in their chips, walked away very handsomely rewarded indeed. But, it was a very, very difficult club to break into. And I think Glencore executives themselves realised that times were changing and there are limitations on how you can grow in the instance or the structure of a privately listed group.
But he says the share market listing has made Glencore more transparent and potentially opened the way for its merger with Xstrata.
There is much more transparency about the Glencore group these days. Outsiders' eyes are now able to have a much better idea of what's going on in terms of the company's accounts, etc. The company is now required to publish audited statements and that sort of thing. And, previously it was, all that sort of stuff was out of bounds.
A merged Glencore and Xstrata may be large, but its potential $80 billion value will still be dwarfed by Rio Tinto's $115 billion market value or BHP Billiton's market capitalisation of $190 billion. Peter Rudd says Australia's two big miners also operate in many commodities where Xstrata doesn't.
It would be combined one of the top producers globally of thermal coal, and it's in the top 5 or 6 for both zinc and copper.
So it wouldn't challenge the current dominance of BHP, Vale or Rio at the top?
No, not to any great extent. In the case of the stocks that you've mentioned, those three, they're especially strong in iron ore, and there's none of that in the combined Glencore Xstrata group.
But Gavin Wendt says a merged Xstrata and Glencore may have another major miner in their sights, which would bring them up around Rio's size.
Going back a few years, Xstrata did make a play for Anglo-American, but it was rejected. Now Xstrata it looks as though it's going to team up with Glencore.
Both analysts say the move highlights a strong outlook for even more mining mergers and acquisitions in the year ahead.
Michael Yander.